It is Politichaos. I am Tim Frazier. That is Kyle Kreis.
Hello.
And that is Justin Nichols.
Yes.
Representing the far right, the far left, and the far out.
I forgot about our tagline.
Yes. And we've skipped a few weeks of doing this podcast, which I feel bad about.
But this is like the season finale.
This is the season finale. We're looking back at 2015, and then we are going to get in a rhythm of doing this once a week, especially because the political season is gearing up.
This is the time. The time is right, as they say in the industry.
The time,
in the watch industry.
In the watch industry, the time is right. That has been their slogan for 100 plus years, and it has worked out for them. People still wear watches.
A special year-end episode right now on Politichaos.
Looking back at 2015 and then ahead to 2016. And I think we'll start with a category. Is this an award show?
Yeah, this is like, what would you call this? I would call this the Chaosies. The Politicalympics. No. I don't know.
You know what? Let's just cover some topics.
The year-end review, 2015. Politichaos style.
I like it. First up, we are going to sort of pick someone to fall into these different categories, these different areas of the year. Their 15 minutes is up. Kyle Kreis, representing the far left, who do you think has run out of 15 minutes?
Their 15 minutes is up. Goodbye in 2016, Dr. Ben Carson. It was nice to see you in 2015. You were on our minds for a little bit, but just like Herman Cain and Fred Thompson and Crystal Pepsi.
But that's coming back, though.
It's coming back. Not Fred Thompson, though. I think he passed away.
Oh, his 15 minutes is...
R.I.P. Yeah.
R.I.P. Fred Thompson. You know what, Kyle? And I hate to say this. I really hate this. I hate myself for this. But I'm going to agree with you.
You can't argue with it.
It's time to go.
Ben Carson's time is up. I think he had his moment, but
it's time
to
get in the car, son.
I think that was the worst pun of the year. No, you know what? I think that I think he had a lot of momentum, but I think his personality, his sort of very reserved approach to everything, his quietness. He's a very quiet guy. I think that hurt him. And then I think with all of the sort of terrorist attacks that we had to deal with and all of that, it just wasn't his area. And he wasn't able to shine through when you have loud candidates out there like, Donald Trump or, Hillary Clinton.
Loud, the loudest.
Or Bernie Sanders. Very,
very
loud.
Very loud.
Turn up his hearing aids. The guy's quieter.
Will we see him ever again? Will he be a figure maybe on a Fox News show, or is he just going to be like Herman Cain?
Or like a potential VP, maybe even throw out there?
No, I don't think he'll end up being a VP nominee, but I think Ben Carson will end up in the cabinet somewhere.
Really?
I think he could end up in the cabinet somewhere.
All right, first bold prediction.
Hold on, predictions later.
Okay.
Predictions later. So moving on, a lot of candidates running for office, whether it be presidents, people running for Congress, a lot of them have ideas. A lot of those ideas, very bad. So Kyle, actually we'll go to Justin first, representing the far out.
Yes.
The conspiracy theory crowd. What was the worst idea of the year?
And I could say anything here, huh?
You can say anything.
It's up to you. It's your pick.
The worst idea of the year was the DNC allowing Hillary Clinton to run.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is this based on her legal troubles?
Legal troubles, her past, her husband's past. There's so much in their closet that's going to come out if the Republicans are smart when they're running against her, whoever that candidate may be.
Well,
it's just anybody who is rational and uses their mind. How could you vote for a criminal family back into the White House?
I mean, wow. I will say, if it is Trump that's the nominee, he's already, in the last few days, he's tweeted a couple things telling Hillary, like, watch yourself,
well,
like, I'm going to come after you.
The things she's saying contradict their past, which is not a good look. Her husband has been accused of affairs, of sexual assault, of rape, and he was caught getting a blowjob in the White House. So when she comes out and talks about women's rights and, all women who have been... who say they've been raped deserve to be listened to and yada yada, all those things along those lines completely contradict what her husband has done over the last three decades.
Worst idea of the year. So when she becomes president.
I didn't study the category, so I'm rolling with this.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. It wouldn't be my pick, I don't think.
But. I'm really disappointed in the Democrats' pool. Like, this is the best they could bring. They could bring some tired, washed up woman. I'm not going to use other words. A crazy guy who looks like Colonel Sanders. And
That's unfair to Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
And the other guy.
I love them both.
The other guy, Mike Mularkey, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Mike Mularkey, offensive coordinator, former offensive coordinator.
Yes. Also, don't forget, they had Lincoln Chafee, and they also had Jim Webb, who is now saying he might run as an independent, which, I mean, I think maybe just a waste of his time.
Yeah, because Obama had this steam in 2008. I knew right away it was a sham.
But
he had the steam. This guy's going to win.
But it's a sham now. Like, the DNC is clearly in the pocket of Hillary Clinton. They're doing everything they can. All their debates are on the weekends, on Saturday nights, at the same time football's on. Like, they literally do everything they can to hide her out of the spotlight. Yeah. And it amazes me that someone like Bernie Sanders hasn't really called them on that yet.
So are you agreeing then that the worst idea is...
That is not my pick for worst idea.
What is your
pick? We're going to get to mine. I want yours first.
Well, I don't know. It's got to be a tie. And fortunately, it goes to Trump for both. But I think it's either let's build this wall or stop importing Muslims.
Well, we don't import them.
What do we call it?
They're not cell phones.
I mean, they migrate here.
So no, oh, that's right. No Muslim immigrants.
Stop the immigration for now.
Let's deport all illegals. Yeah. I think it's a tie for worst idea of the year.
Well, what I say is the worst idea of the year is to bring in all these Syrian refugees by Obama and his administration. I think that's the worst idea because ISIS has clearly said they're going to use that program to try to get terrorists into the country, into Europe, and all these other countries. And the Obama administration just, like, runs with it. They love the idea. They throw it in your face that they're going to do it anyway.
You're acting like we're just like, yeah, open the doors, bring them all in. Like, there's not some process that happens.
How do you vet them?
The same way we always
do. You go to Assad, who we hate and we're trying to get rid of, and go, hey, give me your files on this person.
Please.
The FBI.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have to say please.
The FBI director's already said it's impossible to vet them. Fraser, go to the clip.
It's impossible to vet them.
The clip
like,
is not ready.
It's impossible to vet them like your hardline Republicans want to vet them. But come on, Homeland Security, FBI.
Who don't know anything about these people, though.
But they don't know NSA. Anything. The FBI has flat out said we do not have the ability to vet them.
Look, we've watched Homeland. We know what.
Yeah, and
know
look what happens in Homeland.
I've seen Homeland.
No spoilers.
No spoilers, but they try to attack Berlin.
But Carrie lives.
Well, hey, no spoilers.
Well, she has, that's not
well, come
spoilers.
On, she's on the billboard.
She's the star of the show, of
Carrie
course.
Lives.
She's still alive, of course. Which, side note real quick, I will say the new show featuring Brody from Homeland.
Where he's like a rich guy?
Where he's called Billionaires or something. Oh. Looks awful.
Yeah.
Looks terrible.
I only see him as Brody, so
yeah.
I don't vote for Billionaires. I don't watch Billionaires. That's my take for 2016, my resolution.
But we're getting to
predictions
but
later.
But you're going to vote for Hillary.
She's not a billionaire.
Well,
I mean, she's got millions and millions and millions of dollars. That's not counting what we don't know about.
She's in that group, and she's very, very friendly with some billionaires. So
friendly with billionaires.
Yes,
hey.
Goldman Sachs and all them, your boys.
Well, let's move on to best idea of the year.
Best idea of the year? Building a wall.
Building a wall? Best idea of the year?
I think building a wall and actually securing our border is the best idea of the year. I think by protecting our border, you're protecting our country.
Yeah, well, hey, our border, we're doing pretty well. You know,
coming across in the thousands.
You act like there's a parade of people just like
it's
marching
a small
in.
Parade.
It
small
is
town
a small parade.
With some guy with a bugle up front and a drum major going, you know.
It's a coyote.
Oh.
Yeah, he has the bugle and they follow it.
Well, I mean, good luck on that wall.
They probably eat bugles on the trail.
Look.
Oh, I love the bugles. I love them.
Bugles are great. You can also put them in your hands. It looks like you're a witch.
Yeah, underrated.
And not as much crumbs as...
Cheese dust.
Yeah, like the cheese dust. Like a lot of other snacks have much more cheese dust than bugles.
I kind of want some bugles right now.
Our new sponsor, I think, bugles. Sponsoring
Thank you,
Political Chaos.
I like it. All right, so you don't agree with my best idea because it was one of your worst.
Yeah.
So what is your best idea of the year?
My best idea, it's a little bit out there, but earlier this year... The CEO of Tesla went on the Colbert Report or whatever it's called
Elon.
Now, Late Show with Colbert and said, hey, we need to nuke Mars to live at Mars. I think that's the best idea. Let's all our aggression. We're worried about like the Middle East and this. Let's take it to Mars. Nuke Mars. We can live there.
What did Mars do to you?
Well, I watched that movie. It was very Martian? Mean to to Matt Damon. Very unwilling conditions.
Well, here's a question though. I don't know much about his study of nuking Mars. What happens if we nuke Mars?
What does it do?
It creates an atmosphere that That's... now we can start to live at.
Yeah, but we wouldn't be able to live there for a long time because it'd be radiation.
Well, yeah, we're not going to eat the Martian lettuce. It might get us sick.
Okay, but let me ask you, what about the rovers we have there? They're just going to be destroyed?
They will. The rovers will be a casualty.
Why are we moving to Mars, though?
I don't know. It's just like, what? Do you want to live here still?
You don't think we're going to have problems on Mars?
Well, there's a lot more real estate, okay? Manifest destiny.
Listen, I've known you for, what, 5-6 years?
Something like that.
Something like that. And I will tell you something. You're not someone who's going to go brave the frontier
to Mars. Okay. All right. Good point. I didn't think
there's
you know.
No 7-Eleven candy
Where
section.
Are you going to eat dinner?
Not yet, but I will become the first franchise on Mars. 7-Eleven.
You're become a billionaire off that? That'd be awesome.
Tweet me 7-Eleven. I've spent so much money in your stores. It's about time you backed me on a cause.
All right. Well, best idea from Justin, representing the far out.
My best idea of the year? I think currently stopping the importation, as Kyle would put it, of Muslim refugees for now.
Wow.
Nothing against those people, but I just don't see the reason to bring more crazy people, potential crazy people, into a country that already is filled with legal crazy people.
Let me pitch to you on a different appeal here. So there's 1.6 billion Muslims.
Right.
Now, if 1% of people are geniuses, that means there's like 10.6 million Muslim geniuses out there. Wouldn't we want to bring them into America? If you isolate them.
Let me ask you something. Legitimate question.
Legitimate question. First of the show.
Ding.
Do you believe that the genius Muslims that are out there, the 10 million of them, are the refugees who can't figure out what to do, where to go?
I haven't taken a census on these people, but I'm sure some of them
are
geniuses.
I'm pretty sure that they got out of there and were smart about where they're living.
The geniuses.
They're probably already living here. They're not in desperate need of a place to live.
Or they're ruling those countries.
These guys are like the Big Bang guys, okay? It's like that dude from Roseanne, and he's all nerdy, and all of a sudden, these warlords come in, kick him out of his house. He's like, I got nowhere to go. I want to go to America and bring my mental capacity to fight for freedom.
Okay.
Like what we did in World War II. We brought Einstein and Oppenheimer.
After? No, it wasn't after.
Wait, exactly. Exactly. You can't argue with
are
me.
Are you talking about Operation Paperclip?
I'm talking about...
I would prefer those people stand up in their own countries and fight for their own countries. Why aren't they doing that? Why aren't they leading? Why aren't they leading to get control of Syria?
So the people you want to bring in, or you're okay with like English and Irish and Scottish... And
why do you make me out to be some Anglophile?
I'm just trying to get where, like, what immigrants we can bring in.
I think
anybody who doesn't want to blow us up.
Okay.
I think, you know what? My policy when it comes to people coming to this country, if you want to come, you want to migrate here and you want to live here, then bring something to the table. Come here, assimilate into our culture and be productive. And that applies to anyone and everyone. But if you want to come here and you want to get on the system or you want to break the laws or whatever, this isn't the place for you. We already have enough people that are doing that need to be booted off the system and need to be taught how to respect the law.
That's fine. I agree with that. You act like everyone who's coming into this country is like got some like chip on their shoulder out to get us.
I don't act like that's the case.
You just said like they can come in and
be
productive.
I think there are plenty of people who come here that do it the right way, that are productive and all that, and I applaud them. The people I don't agree with are the people that come here illegally, break the law when they come here, break the law with identity fraud for social security numbers to work illegally, tax fraud, don't pay your taxes because you don't have to. You're not really registered anywhere. The people who come here who want to do all these awful things and know that if they get arrested, they're going to get released, they can go do whatever they want. They're never going to have to pay the penalty. We live in a world in a country right now where Justin's wife a couple years ago was jaywalking.
Oh.
And got a $250 ticket.
This snitch here. Look at this snitch.
No, she crossed the street when it was counting down from like 20.
Yeah.
So it was still a green light for her, safe to cross in theory. But apparently that's a jaywalking ticket in LA.
LA fascist. Meanwhile, we have a government right now that is not only saying, oh, no, you came here illegally. It's fine. Here, let's reward you with all these benefits like free education in California. And we'll give you driver's licenses. Oh, but that, not to worry. We're not going to worry about how you're going to get insurance because you don't have an actual social security number. And look, come here the right way, do it the right way, and be a productive member of society who assimilates, and I'm all for it. But when you do it the wrong way and you break the laws, or you come here and you want to harm people, get out.
Unfortunately, it's New Year's, not Halloween. These horror stories, these make-believe boogeymen that you guys think are coming in, you're a little late. We'll see you next Halloween for these scareball stories. Let's move on.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I don't agree with that, but we'll move on.
Next category, fairest rap of the year.
Iggy
not
Azalea.
Rapper.
Iggy
not
Azalea.
No. Fairest rap, like, who had the case right? Who had it right this year? Who had the fairest rap?
The fairest rap this year.
Man, these candidates really suck.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a candidate. I mean, it could be anyone. I mean, this is tough because I feel like we live in sort of a media world where everyone just gets torn down. Like, they don't really get praise. They don't really get the, you know, deserved respect that that is out there. I think no one got the fairest rap.
No fair raps.
ISIS.
No fair raps. ISIS?
ISIS. They got to get fairest rap.
For what? How so? Utah, when Obama said we got them under control?
No, of course not. Just the what people are saying about ISIS, that their goal is to conquer more land in the Middle East, conquer Western countries, and fucking rule your world, Kyle.
Stop saying the F word.
Fair. I'll tell you who got the fairest rap. Fairest rap this year is the Secret Service, actually. They've been getting a lot of, they've been not doing their jobs this year.
Aren't there more scandals around them right now, though?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're deserving. They've been playing loose and fast with their powerful status for a long time now.
So they got the most accurate rap.
Yeah, that's pretty much fairest rap.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what I'm, you know, the Secret Service, they're there to protect. This is a serious job, and I don't mind people having fun on their downtime, but when I think of Secret Service, like, especially in other countries, I don't want to hear that they're goofing around with prostitutes and that. Like, this is our president.
You have a job to do. You need to do it.
Like, I don't mind if there's stories of troops having fun on their off time, but Secret Service on the job, I don't know. I'm just, that rubbed me the wrong way this year.
I like it.
Next category. Bummest rap.
The bummest rap, I think, goes to Ben Carson.
Wow.
Because I think Ben Carson really, down deep, is a good guy. I think he's a really good guy. I think he's a smart guy. I think getting into a presidential campaign is like jumping into a barrel full of knives. Like, and I think that he was treated unfairly in a lot of ways. Now, how he reacted to some of that was a little out there. That little press conference he gave where he was like going nuts.
Yeah, pick one.
I think it finally, like, he just snapped. But I think that there were a lot of attacks on him and they were unfair. I think he really down deep is a good guy who wants to do good things. I think he's not the person to be president of the United States.
You're right.
But I think that he got a pretty bum rap.
He'd be great as a scoutmaster or, you know, a deacon in your church or something, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Justin, bummest rap.
He also picks ISIS.
You know, they got a bummy rap. Iggy Azalea got a bummy rap this year.
Did she even do anything this year?
I think she's dead to the world now, thankfully. Bummest rap. Who got the worst rap this year? I think Trump. I think he got a bad rap. I think he's abrasive the way he speaks sometimes, and I think he's kind of quelled that a little bit recently, except for the Muslim comment. For a lot of people, they're very offended by that. But you know, the candidate field is so weak to me for both sides. That's one of the things that the Democrats are going to benefit from. When I, you know, earlier I said Hillary, biggest loser, whatever I called her. I don't know. But there's no one to run against her that's like incredible. So she's probably going to win. But I feel like Trump has brought a lot of good points to the forefront that need to be made, like protecting the borders, making sure we know who's coming in here and all that. So I'm going to go with Trump.
Now, you may say he's got a bum rap, but his negatives are among the worst. You know, there are people who say they
worse than Hillary.
Well, it's on the Republican side. So are you worried that having so high of a negative, even though you may say it's a bum rap, it's certainly a rap? And
I mean, legitimate question. Don't you feel the same way about Hillary? She is voted, in all polls, she is voted the most untrustworthy candidate out there. And this is the woman that you want to vote for.
Well, it comes back to what politician is trustworthy. When was the last trustworthy politician that you can think of? Who's the guy that, you know, not since Washington himself, have we had a guy that you'd say, hey, call me up, you got my back?
I will tell you, I voted for Washington.
Yeah, and a landslide. It was a landslide victory.
It was a landslide victory. He didn't even want to do it.
No.
But we convinced him.
You voted for a guy who didn't even want the job. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, that's what I want.
Well, the correct answer for bummest rap
for
of
you.
The year.
For you.
Well, I mean, and the world. I'm a citizen of the world. Bummest rap of the year? Hillary Clinton.
Oh, come on!
Those emails. I'm not talking about emails the last couple months, have we?
No, but you know why? Because the FBI is investigating. They haven't come forward with all of it yet, but they're still investigating. The FBI is investigating, or they have been for months. How is that a bum rap? How is that an irrelevant issue?
And the FBI can investigate and come back with no charges. Hey, so what? It's an investigation.
That's,
doesn't mean that she's accused of anything.
That's the least worst thing on her rap, though.
That's the least worst.
Yes. If you look at the Clinton history, dude, I mean, we're talking about a woman who is married to a guy who has raped women.
What does that have to do with her?
She
covered up and went after a lot of the women.
At meetings and get-togethers and, like, went up to, for
example,
Juanita Broderick, went up to her, shook her hand, squeezed her hand incredibly hard and said, I really appreciate everything you do for Bill. About a week or two after he just raped this woman in her hotel room.
Well, this is a conspiracy.
Allegedly.
It's not a conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy.
Okay, I don't have 30 women coming out accusing me of what Bill Clinton's been accused of. Do you?
I don't have 30. I don't even have 30 women in my contact.
The only other person that has the same
issue. That's irrelevant.
The only other person that's had the same issue is Bill Cosby and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, they seem to be along the same lines as me. And for me, you know, if you're a sex addict or whatever, that's your deal. But if you're a rapist, now it's moving into another category where there's a problem with you. And then now you're going to be the president
or your
wife? No.
Well, no. And you're going to go out and say that women should always be believed if they accuse someone of sexual rape. I mean, Hillary was asked this in a town hall a couple weeks ago by a woman. And she was like, well, you should be believed until evidence proves otherwise. And then gave a look like, I'm coming after you next.
That girl's probably being audited right now.
Well, here's a message for the right. If you guys think that line is going to hurt Hillary's chances this year, like you're pretty desperate.
No, the reason I don't think Hillary's chances are going to be hurt is because there's too many people like you who are just literally voting for her because it's the thing to do.
It's not the thing to do.
And
She's the most qualified candidate in American history for this position.
How is she most qualified for this? Because she was a first lady, because she was senator, secretary of state. Terrible at all of them, by the way.
I
agree with everything up until terrible. Everything you said until
all
terrible.
All handed to her. The woman has never had, I mean, other than working as an attorney, which was a shady existence, by the way, go look into that.
Just all attorneys in general.
No, but I'm saying.
A
lot of money stolen, all kinds of bribery.
People went missing.
All kinds of stuff. Other than that,
children were killed.
How does she relate to the real working American? Explain that to me.
Well, because she relates to me, because she is qualified.
You have similar hair?
She's most qualified. Well, I mean, my hair's a little bit longer right now, I think. You know, I think she's working up to my length. Look, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is you guys are going to have a hard time convincing America that she's unqualified for president because of accusations on her husband or whatever.
Well, that's because people who are going to vote for her, I honestly believe, are mentally ill.
That's an honest belief.
First honest belief.
52% of America is mentally ill. You're
expecting to get 52%.
At least.
All right.
I would agree with that stat. 52% of the country is mentally ill.
Oh.
I would agree with that.
Moving on.
I would agree.
Most charismatic of the year.
Hottest politician.
Kyle, look, say what you will.
Oh, gosh.
About
but
Hillary.
Nobody's been more charismatic.
She's a robot!
No, then Bernie Sanders.
Oh,
charismatic.
Like, charismatic is not the guy who lives next to you and goes, get off my lawn!
Look, if get off my lawn gets you 25,000 people in Seattle, in LA, in Boston, like this guy is bringing numbers that none of these other candidates
Then why aren't you voting for him?
I'm not voting for
him. Why is he not being considered the leader?
Well,
the front runner.
Because
the DNC is not allowing him to be.
You could argue that. But he's also...
Would you agree with that? Do you agree that the DNC is in the pocket of Hillary Clinton? And that they are doing everything they can to get that woman elected.
I don't know. I don't know about in the pocket, but look, when you've had relationships with these people like Hillary's had for almost 25, 30 years now, you just, it's like impossible. It's impossible to break those ties. The 25 years of history, of course, these people are going to.
But don't you see a problem with someone who believes that they deserve to be president? She believes she deserves to be president.
If you don't go into this race thinking you deserve to be, then you're not
What about Washington, who didn't want it? That's the guy we wanted, I thought. The guy who doesn't want the job. You just said that.
Look, well, I'm not saying Washington was a perfect president. He had his flaws. And ambition might have been one of his flaws.
His hair.
His hair, definitely. His wooden teeth.
Yeah, but to be fair, they all had weird hair then.
We would never elect someone with Washington's teeth these days.
No.
Bernie Sanders has them.
Look, Bernie Sanders may have been registered Whig during Washington's term.
I believe that.
But I'm telling you, no one more charismatic, no one generating the buzz. I know people that have become volunteers for his campaign who have never been into politics before.
But that's because they're mentally ill.
They're in that 52%.
They're 52%
of us. For me, most charismatic, I'm going to say Dave Coulier, who I had the time to meet this year and hang out with.
He was.
And I got to tell you, Uncle Joey was by far the most charismatic person I met all year, dealt with all year, saw all year.
And he certainly, I would vote for him before any of your
other. I don't know where
other...
he stands politically, but I'm going to tell you, he's the most charismatic person I dealt with all year.
He's got to be further right than, say, you know, Kasich, right?
Yeah, of course. Of course. Kasich, come on. Justin?
Vladimir Putin.
Wow.
You know what? He'd be my number two.
I enjoyed how he put Obama in his place several times and made him look like a complete fool. I love seeing Obama get his comeuppance.
I like how you guys think that Putin is this nasty guy to be feared. It's just like Forbes magazine.
No, I don't fear him. I'm saying he's charismatic.
He's the most powerful man.
Do you ride on bears? I'm impressed.
Look, I'm not, you know, he's got some good photo ops out there.
I saw a photo of him shirtless flying on an eagle.
Meanwhile,
I don't know if that was real. But I will tell you, anyone who has the balls to put that together, that's a leader.
Meanwhile, our president's like working out in the women's gym with like 1 pound weights, flinging them around like they're.
He was essentially doing Zumba.
Slong sandwiches.
Look, it's not about mass.
Got slonged.
You don't want mass. Someone like Obama, you want lean, okay? It's not about heavy weight. It's about the reps.
Really?
Hey, look, I know.
You would prefer for our president to be ripped.
It doesn't have to be ripped. It's just the motion he was doing it in.
It was a woman's workout.
My mom is more impressive in the gym.
Well, I think Putin is a big... is like the smoke monster from Lost. It's like a big illusion
that we never find out the explanation
there's
to.
There's nothing behind it. It's just
all I can say is he's old KGB. He's pulling a lot of stuff and he's making Obama look like a punk.
And do we all cover most charismatic then?
We did. Yes.
Now, next category.
Dun dun dun.
Turncoat of the year.
This without question, Paul Ryan.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Actually, I don't even need to go with my vote. That's.
But Paul Ryan, the future of your party.
Oh.
He's not the future of our party.
No?
He's going to be challenged in the primary, it looks like. Because this, the spending bill, the budget bill, whatever it was that they passed, like he gave away everything the liberals want.
He didn't do
anything for conservatives.
Runner-up Boehner, though.
But yeah, that's the thing.
Boehner's the runner-up.
The spending bill wasn't Paul Ryan's thing. This was a Boehner thing.
It doesn't matter. He pushed it through.
You have to, or the government shuts down. You have to have
a spending bill.
Shut it down. That's your big scary monster from the left. Shut it down.
The week before Christmas, we're going to shut down the government. No post office the week before Christmas.
Do you think it is?
I close the post office.
Dude, everyone's
anyways.
Sending
They're
everything FedEx anyway.
Oh, all of a sudden the FedEx Homer over here.
I would stop funding the USPS.
The USPS
today.
Has lost more mail of mine and made my life more difficult. When I miss a delivery from FedEx, guess what? They come back the next day. When I miss one from the USPS, I have to go to the post office, wait in line, show them the little slip of paper, wait on them to take their time to go to the back to bring the package up front. And it's the worst experience of my life. They lose money every single year. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Billions. It's probably billions. It is billions. It's, and I would shut them down. I would stop bailing them out. Let them go out of business. A private company will come in and step
US
up
Post,
and serve the mail.
Post office, you want to be successful? Follow the model that FedEx and UPS is using. Because guess what? They're profiting.
I don't know. I still think the USPS is one of the most efficient
like Amtrak,
services we have in
like Amtrak,
America.
Losing
they're like
money.
They're
like
one
Amtrak
of the least
money every year too. For
they're one of the
years.
Least effective
Google it.
Well, Paul Ryan, the guy who's going to be your Vladimir.
He's not my Vladimir Putin.
Ryan.
Yeah, he's going to be your boss for the next, you know, eight years.
No.
Well, here's the real turncoat of the year, and it's a little bit same vein as Paul Ryan, but I'm going to give a little bit broader. The Republican Party.
Yes, I agree.
I agree with you
because they've had their most charismatic candidates in 50 years, maybe since Reagan, since 30 years, Trump, and they're doing everything they can to block him out. They're getting 24 million ratings viewers on the debates, but they're still talking secret meetings for brokered conventions.
Well, let me just say, not to hone into the far out territory that belongs to our very own Justin Nichols, but I will say that's because the establishment is worried about losing control. They are seriously worried that someone like Trump or someone like Ben Carson, who's not going to win now, but at the time when he was actually doing quite well, they're worried that these are the people that might win, and they're not going to have the control that they've had. Someone like Trump winning would blow up the two-party system.
Secretary of Defense Anne Marozia.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what I'm predicting. Do you want that? Do you want the Battle of ISIS?
What about Jose Canseco? What can he do?
Jose Canseco could be a
Gary Busey in charge of the CIA.
Wait a minute, you guys are turning me. I think I might be.
Turncoating.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now. I agree with your pick, Paul Ryan, number one. But number two, Republican Party as a whole, because they honestly, one, I think they stopped being conservatives
for
a long time
years,
ago.
For multiple years,
they stopped being conservative. And two, they are so scared of losing control that they are doing everything they can to harm the one candidate that I think might actually win.
Well, we have a bet on it, so.
We do have a bet on it, and that will be one hell of a night of drinking on your dime.
So don't vote Trump, America, just for my bank account's sake.
Also, not you can start watching Colbert Show, because Kyle owes me on that one soon, too.
Oh, that's right. Let's move on. 2015's defining moment. A lot happened this year. What are we going to look back in 10, 15 years and say, yeah, it happened in 2015?
Justin.
What happened in 2015 that we will always...
Do you want me to go first?
Remember. Yes.
I say the launch of Politichaos.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Politichaos.
I mean, can't argue.
The podcast that will
sweep the nation.
Forever change the way we look at politics in this country.
It's like, it'll be like the O'Reilly factor to the third power, because there's three of us.
Yes.
But better than that.
It's the O'Reilly factor to the third power meets the 5-2... Plus
one guy who speaks common sense.
With the sexiness of Rachel Maddow.
With the sexiness of Rachel Maddow, which Kyle does bring on a weekly basis.
Yeah, thank you. But for real, 2015's defining moment, I wanted to say the Supreme Court's affirming gay marriage. Yeah. I thought that would be the legacy of this year. But what I'm really afraid of is that we're going to look back at this year and say, this is when the homegrown terrorist began.
I think that, and I will, on that same note, I will say the real defining moment was probably the Paris attacks, because for once it forced your liberal Obama administration to admit that we do have a problem, followed up quickly by the San Bernardino attacks, which made them finally admit that there was a problem with Muslim extremists, even though he barely said it. He did sort of say it.
You guys are so caught up on the nomenclature of what we call these things.
It's not, no. No.
No, it's not?
No, no, no,
you get your panties
no,
in
no,
a twist.
No.
If I'm not like, they're Islamic, Muslim, terrorism, extremist, jihadist.
I think.
You have to use every word to make the right happy.
I think it's a matter of calling it what it is. You can't defeat something that you refuse to identify.
If the KKK marched on Washington,
sick,
they would say the Klan was there.
And if you're sick, let me just put it this way. Let's say you're sick, right?
I'm sick.
And you're really, like, you're sick, like, you're on your deathbed.
I'm like SARS sick.
Yeah,
you
SARS.
You can't beat that unless you identify what it is.
And Frazier's like, he just got a cold. He's a liar.
I think we're just calling it two things of the
same. If you're laying in bed going, I got a cold, I'm like, dude, I really think you got SARS or that poultry disease or E. coli. California vomiting virus, whatever it is. And you're like, no, I got a cold. You're going to die because you refuse to identify who the enemy is.
I think it's more like this. It's like, what do you want on your pizza? Tomato sauce or tomato sauce? It's going to taste the same effing way.
No, it's not.
What tastes better?
I think tomato sauce.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I agree.
No one says
no
one says
no
tomato.
No one wants tomato sauce. It's like a little bitter, it feels like.
Who says tomato?
I don't know, but it's definitely not good on a pizza.
See?
Justin, your defining moment.
Defining moment of the year. I will go with the SCOTUS ruling that Kyle had mentioned, because I'm glad that that's finally been legalized, or whatever you want to call it, because now it's an issue that we can stop talking about, that should be stopped talking about, as far as like when we're going to vote on. Like, it is what it is. You're not going to reverse that ruling. It's virtually impossible. Not that I want it reversed or anything like that. And the Republican Party, if it ever wants to win an election again, has to stop with the going against these social issues that most of the country is down for. Like, stop with the anti-gay marriage stuff. Stop with the anti-abortion stuff. Let people do what they want to do. Stop with the anti-marijuana, anti-whatever. Like, let's just do what we want to do. Let's get back to the economy and fixing politics in Washington, not worrying about these stupid social issues.
Wow, a reasonable voice on the right. I agree. It's like with abortion. Can we that case was decided 40 years ago.
Yeah. But I will say, it drives me nuts. The people on the left always use abortion as a scare tactic to get people to vote. Debbie Wasserman Schultz goes out on a weekly basis, probably a daily basis, and tells people the Republicans are going to take away your right to choose. This has already been decided. No one's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. It is what it is.
No one's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. We're just going to not fund Planned Parenthood, who only does 3% of abortions.
No, but Planned Parenthood is a completely inefficient organization that is taking tons of money and doing a lot of things they should not be doing.
Says a white guy who has never needed Planned Parenthood.
Well, look at where they put them.
Where do they put them? They put them in big cities. Where
they put them in a lot of poor neighborhoods.
That's where they're needed.
Where Hillary Clinton's idol said she would put them. Margaret Sanger said the purpose of Planned Parenthood back in the 1920s was to virtually ensure that black people would not be creating
population
more children.
Control.
Population control. She was against the black population. Hillary Clinton has been quoted as saying that's one of her idols. She loves that woman. Which makes sense, because Hillary is probably one of the most racist people on the planet when you really...
And by the way...
I can imagine
she's Maury over here.
She is Paula Deen behind the scenes.
Let me just... and I'm going to throw this out there. Why do we need to fund Planned Parenthood when now the government is giving health insurance to everyone? Why can't you go to a regular doctor? Why can't you go to a regular hospital? Why can't you go do any of that? Why do we need to also give money to Planned Parenthood, an organization that's clearly corrupt?
Go ahead. Try to go to your primary care physician and say, yeah, I need some Plan B today. Or
That's Obama. What's up?
Oh, now it's Obama.
Yeah.
You're right.
Explain to me why I'm already paying higher taxes and higher healthcare premiums so that all these other people that can't afford it can have healthcare, if they're not going to go waste my money on that and then now they're also going to waste my money on Planned Parenthood.
Well, because you're a patriot and a compassionate American, and you do your duty and pay your taxes so that we all can share the same benefits of being an American. Okay, there's not the haves and the have-nots. We're all red, white,
but
and blue Americans.
But why am I giving them two options? Why can't we just give them the one?
You're so compassionate. And that's why. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
Have you met me?
Margaret Sanger, big idol.
So, let's move on. Where are we at now? Oh, loser of the year. Loser.
This one's pretty easy.
This one's pretty... Well, you know what? Since you always have trouble coming up with them, why don't you go first?
Jeb Bush. Guy's a loser. At the beginning of the year, everyone was like, Jeb Bush, he's the front runner. He's the guy. He's the one for sure, right? And then... nothing. No traction all year. He just, in the debates, he looks sad and miserable. He's standing
desperate.
On his tiptoes and all the
desperate.
Photos to look taller. It is sad. Jeb, bow out now. Go back to your ranch or Florida, wherever you want to go, and just disappear.
Do you think if these recent terrorist attacks had happened in, say, like July or August, do you think Jeb would be in the conversation?
No.
Because I think he
never really was.
I think he's always been a weak candidate. I think there was this idea put out there that he was the strong candidate. He was going to be the front runner, all of that, with nothing to back it up. People didn't want him from the beginning, and he jumped in the race. And that's been proven by the poll numbers since he got in.
Do you think that? But you can't argue that the party and the donors were behind him.
I think that's where the rhetoric
came. I think the party was behind him because the party's afraid of losing control to these anti-establishment candidates.
He's their Hillary Clinton. There's just a broader range of people in that party right now. The Democrats never allowed anybody else to appear in the forefront, in my opinion. It was always Hillary and then this kooky guy in the back for this election.
So Jeb Bush is your loser of the year. Who is your loser of the year?
Loser of the century.
I have a three-way tie.
Wow!
For loser of the year. Jeb Bush is one of them for all the reasons we just explained. The other one Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Loser.
Who, for what? For what reason?
One, because she has headed up the Democratic National Committee for a couple of years now and has been a complete failure.
I'm more of a dean
guy. How so?
I'm a dean guy.
How is she a failure?
She's a failure because she can't seem to tell the truth. In fact, so much so that you can go online and you can look up her name with no other words attached. Just Google her name and you will find multiple videos where she says one thing, gets called out on it in a second interview, and then they play it for her, and she still denies it.
A big surprise. Politicians that lie. I'm sure Reince Priebus is because you can't do the same thing
with
her.
First of all, I can't even say his name, so I don't want to talk about him.
And as far as Googling, like just Google their name. Yeah, Google Santorum, and we'll see how far that gets you, too.
First of all, I've never liked Santorum.
Google Hillary.
Google Hillary, you can find a lot of stuff. The other reason she's a loser is because her hair is always wet.
Yeah, she does have an odd hair look.
Always appears to be wet.
Yeah.
Does she not have a hair dryer?
Good point. Good point on the hair. Bad wig game.
The three-way tie, the third loser, is Stephen Colbert.
Really?
Stephen Colbert, who took over The Late Show, thought he was just going to go do the Colbert Report, and everyone was going to jump in and love it, and he has failed miserably.
You haters! Look at you! Listen to you haters! He was supposed to do this and this.
He's fourth in the ratings!
So what?
Well, there's only out of two four shows!
But no, there's only two competitors in his time slot.
He's being beaten by a show in a different time slot. That's how bad he is.
You guys are using the old boy network of ratings, traditional ratings. We don't watch these shows live anymore.
Typically, I'm all about promoting new hosts.
Yeah.
It's all about new hosts.
New boy.
But I will tell you right now, I am not for Colbert, and I think America does not like Colbert. I think he
will be canceled.
I think you guys have a bet. You and Justin have a bet over this. I think that he will last another couple of years, and I think he will fail miserably out of that show.
I think it's the sharpest political satire on TV.
That's not the point of that show, though.
What? Who's to say what the point is? It's up to Stephen to say.
It's an American
tradition.
Yes, it's a legacy.
At this point.
No, it is. Meet the Press is an American tradition. They've had three hosts in the last
years.
Because they've lost viewers, which is the same thing that's going to happen with The Late Show. You take on a show called The Late Show, you take the title, you take the idea, you can put your own spin on it, but you can't do a completely different show.
Legitimate prediction.
No,
predictions later.
By the end of 2016, they'll add a co-host to a show.
Well, we've already made the bet that by the start of 2017 or end of 2017?
December 17th, 2017.
If he's off the air.
I have about 2 years.
Really don't know why you guys didn't just do the beginning of 2018.
Because I was so sure.
All right.
They will fire him before
and
Christmas.
And who's your loser of the year?
Loser of the year, unfortunately, is... I'll give you two. I'll give a runner-up is Jim Webb, who...
Whom I still run.
Should have had a little bit more traction than what he did. I remember when he was first a senator, he was like, it was during the Bush years, and he was one of those hard-nosed senators that didn't agree with neither the Democratic Party nor the White House, and he wasn't mind to shake it up. I thought that guy would have a little more traction. Also, my loser of the year, John Kasich, should have had tons of traction. A governor of Ohio.
I despise that guy.
A former O'Reilly Factor fill-in host. Like, he should have had the recognition, he should have had the credentials, governor of Ohio.
I don't think he has the charisma.
Well, I don't know. You know, a lot of presidents haven't had charisma. And we've, you know, look at George H.W. Bush. That guy.
One term.
Yeah, well, I would have stuck around for Kasich for one term.
No. Would you vote for Kasich?
If it was Kasich versus Trump, yeah.
Let's say that it's Kasich versus Hillary.
No. I'm voting Hillary.
Why?
Because Hillary's the most qualified candidate in the history of American presidential politics.
In your opinion.
In your opinion.
And my correct opinion. How many times have I been wrong in my life?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know because it's happened so rarely.
All right, moving on. We just did loser of the year, so winner of the year. Winner of the year, Kyle.
Winner of the year. So many good winners this year.
Give us your incorrect liberal perspective.
It's got to be. I want to say Hillary. Hillary. She can't. At the beginning of this year,
I've barely seen her on TV.
They would have said, Hillary's done for. She's got email scandals. She's got Benghazi scandals. And coming up 2016, all roses. Everything's looking Hillary. Everything. Everything's looking Hillary.
Except she's about to get trumped.
Well, good luck.
Pun.
Because Trump is my winner of the year because every time he did something that they were like, this is it. This is the death nail in the coffin. He is done. He rises in the polls. The guy can seemingly do no wrong in this presidential campaign.
He is the Teflon Don. Trump.
Don Trump.
Trump. Don Trump.
My winner of the year is a man who has the Make America Great hat in his locker, and he won the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, supporting Donald Trump. I like it.
You
he's
know,
Mr. America, and he's like, let's go Trump.
He also survived the Deflategate scandal.
He did.
He did, see? He did.
Which would have brought down, you know, many other NFL quarterbacks. And he survived that.
And then the headphone scandal right after.
The headphones? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Wait, we should have went back to bummer strap. I think the Patriots deserve some
coming
of this.
Coming from a Steelers fan, of course.
And finally.
The moment.
This is the big one. As we get close to the end of 2015, your 2016 prediction.
I'll go first.
Oh, who's going to win the election or just...
No, just in general.
Just anything? 2016?
Prediction, it could be election. It could
beautiful
be...
Beautiful summer.
Well, I think we should do we should do a prediction about who will actually win the election, and then we should do another prediction.
Okay. Dual prediction.
Let me give you my general prediction. 2016 is going to be the year that cyber security becomes just as important as... national security. We've already seen the Sony hacks. We've seen, you know, China, North Korea trying to hack Russia. It was the FBI hack. There was a Washington hack this year. And and also the celebrity hack with the celebrity picks. So
the fappening.
Yes.
Wonderful time.
So I think that personal cybersecurity is going to become an important issue. And it's going to be a kind of like a Paris of the cyber world is going to happen. Like, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, a politician is hacked and something is placed on their hard drive that wasn't there, or emails are leaked. That's, you know, that something's going to happen that's going to bring us all aware to cyber security.
Hopefully someone gives us all those Hillary emails.
We've been scouring them. It's taken months. And what have we found?
Tons of classified info that was transferred over email that shouldn't have been.
So-called classified info, which is, it's impossible really to send truly classified info over emails.
No,
everything
it's not.
Is hard copy. Everything is on these hard copies. And you have, and with special access, it's just,
you have
you
no
just
idea
can't.
How classified email works.
I know everything about, believe me, look, everything about classified email. It's right here. I know it. Ask me.
All right. Do we even need to ask you think it's going to win the election?
I know who it's going to be. I know.
Who?
It's going to be Hillary. Of Hillary yeah. Clinton. Our 43rd, 44th. Where are we at now?
Sixth.
Gosh. I've.
All right. So my prediction.
This guy doesn't know how many presidents there are. He can't vote.
I know Reagan was 40. That's all I know.
My two predictions into one, and this Ooh. Is a long shot, and I'm doing this because I'm going to bet on this in Vegas. I am betting that Lindsey Graham will jump back into the race.
Oh.
He will shoot to the top of the polls, win the nomination, and then defeat Hillary because Lindsey Graham... this is the strong leader we need.
Look, he on foreign policy, you guys totally missed the boat with him.
I don't think he's great on foreign policy because he wants troops on the ground back in the Middle East, and I don't think that's what we need to do.
Oh, lefty, secret lefty over here coming out. No troops on the ground. Thank you.
I don't think we need troops on the ground.
You're right. We don't. What do we do?
Yeah, and there are a lot of conservative candidates who say the same thing.
Rand Paul is the only one I can think of.
No, I don't think Cruz wants troops back over
Trump
there.
Trump hasn't said he wants troops on the ground there. He said he's going
to bomb the S out of them. Bomb each other. That's right.
So you say the F word earlier, but then you censor yourself with S?
Yeah, you know.
Good call.
That's a...
So that was obviously not a real prediction.
That was not a real prediction. My real prediction is that Trump will win the nomination. I think that the Republican Party will freak out.
Oh, it's going to be a meltdown.
I think they will freak out. But I think he will win the nomination. And I think that he will choose Ted Cruz as his VP. And
nothing could be more polarizing.
And I think that they will defeat Hillary, not by a landslide, but I think they will defeat Hillary.
Maybe only that the only way that happens is if we accept so many more conservative immigrants, because right now it's not going to turn that way.
It's going to happen.
Trump Cruz.
That's why they allow the immigrants to come in here, by the way,
so that they can vote for Trump Cruz.
No, they vote Democrat. Most of these immigrants. Come
I don't
in
like
here
when you say
Democrat.
Trump Cruz. I keep thinking you're saying Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
wait, are we talking about Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise. I would vote Trump Tom Cruise before I would vote Trump Ted Cruz.
Well, my prediction of the year is also that Trump will get the nomination for the Republican Party, but also after he wins the nomination, he will begin running in a military uniform.
That would be awesome. The guy who never served wearing in a military style uniform,
just like Hitler.
Oh gosh.
Oh god.
So which Republican
that. That's
is going
to your side? I don't know. That's
which
what
Republican is going to go third party then? Because the normal everyday Republicans aren't going to vote Trump.
I don't know. I feel like a lot of them will.
A lot.
I feel though when it comes down to Trump versus Hillary, they're going to vote Trump, especially if he has someone like Cruz, who really is a conservative, on his ticket.
As soon as no one's talking about Trump's involvement with USFL in the 80s. Once those details come to light, he's sunken ship.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, well, I've seen the 30 for 30. So have I.
It was good. Yeah. Clinton body count, though, is more concerning to me.
Yeah.
All right. I'll take Clinton body count versus Trump's USFL and XFL involvement.
All right.
All right.
Those are our predictions.
Was he involved in XFL?
He must have been.
No,
right?
that was.
No, you're
that
just
was
making accusations.
That was the WWF and your boy Vince McMahon.
I'll make another prediction. I do think that we will see a Linda McMahon involved with Trump. Trump, Linda McMahon, not a VP, but I do think that there's going to be a
Vince McMahon's wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Because you that need she's like the anti-Carly. She's a female with CEO experience that can appeal to men.
All right.
Okay. Kyle will vote for that. A WWF ticket.
Plus, that means Triple H is going to be at some of these rallies. So,
X-Pac, all them. The Generation X.
Oh, my gosh. All right. That's it for our 2016 predictions and our 2015 year in review.
Tweet us at PolitiChaos. And yes. I'm at Kyle Christ, which
at
is
Tim
tough
Frazier.
To spell.
And I'm at Jew510 Nichols.
I'm also not the at Tim Frazier who plays for the... Trailblazers.
Yes.
And I'm not the Kyle Christ that can be easily confused with Chris Kyle.
That is true. And he is the Jew510 Nichols that you will find
yes,
online.
It's Justin Nichols with the S.
Yeah, it's too much explanation. No one's going to tweet. No one's going to tweet.
Your predictions. Tweet us your winners and losers for our categories.
And tune in next week for the first edition of PolitiChaos in 2016.